Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glad to have you with us today by Sermon Audio. And we're going to do something a little bit different today. I'm titling this, Thank You. And this is a thank you to the listeners of this particular broadcast and also a thank you to Sermon Audio. And so I want to read from Romans chapter 1. I'd like to read just a few verses, beginning in verse 8, and notice as the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Rome, he said in verse 8, now he refers to them as beloved of God in verse 7, called to be saints. He said in verse 8, first I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Well, Heavenly Father, we do ask your blessings upon the time here today, and we ask, Lord, that thy will to be done, for it's in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. This is not really a sermon. It's just to take an opportunity to thank each and every one of you who listen to our sermons. We have appreciated that so much. We have been on Sermon Audio 10 or 11 years or near that, and it's been a great privilege to be able to preach and have our sermons up on this website. We are thankful for the staff of Sermon Audio and those that pour their hearts and soul into this ministry. We have right now, this is December the 31st, 2017. We're getting ready tomorrow to step into a new year. And we have over 1,500 sermons on our particular site. And we have literally had several hundred thousand page views and downloads of our sermons over the years. And it's just been a great opportunity for us to be able to minister and preach. I have the opportunities to preach in other places and to do other things. I'm also on radio, but I believe that Sermon Audio has been the greatest outreach that our church has had over its existence. So I want to again say thank you to Sermon Audio for allowing us to be able to put sermons up, and also to each and every one of you that listen to our sermons. We've have hundreds of people that listen. Again, we've had thousands upon thousands of downloads and streaming and page view, and we're very grateful that people have taken an interest in our preaching of the Word of God. We also not only want to thank you for listening to our sermons, which is, to me, it's a humbling experience to think of others and other places, not only in the United States and every state in the United States, but also the last time that I checked, I think we've had people listen to us in about 60 different countries, and countries I would never be able to travel to or go to and preach. And so we're just grateful for this ministry and this opportunity to preach the Word of God and to preach our convictions about what we believe that we see in Holy Scripture. I want to thank you also for praying for us. We know that many have prayed for our church, for our ministry. We are not a large church, but God has allowed us to preach the Word of God here in this one location for many years. So we are thankful to each and every one of you, not only for listening to our sermons, but we're thankful for your prayers that you have prayed for us and prayed for me and prayed for our church and the ministry that God has given to us. We are very grateful for that. We're also thankful for the comments and questions that we have gotten from many of you over the years. There's some of the questions I've gotten that I cannot answer. We've had emails and letters, and we've had phone calls, and we've also had people to post comments on our sermons. We thank you for doing that. I believe that when you put a post on a particular sermon, I believe that encourages others also to listen to the sermon. But we want to thank you for your comments and your questions as well. Again, we try to answer the questions the best that we can. Sometimes we may not have the answers, but we thank you for the questions, and we thank you for the comments that you have made over the years. There's some folks around the country that you have been, even though I've never met you face to face, you have been dear brothers and sisters to me. You have encouraged me as a minister of the Word of God. There's some things that we have tried to preach that some people don't like. And I've had many of you that have encouraged us and have been grateful and thanked us for the sermons. I do not want to start mentioning names. I'm obviously afraid that I will forget someone, but there's particular states that come to mind when I think about some of the comments and emails or letters or the post that we have gotten, and we're just so grateful for them. We even thank you for your inputs. I know that people have requested certain things from us we have not been able to do at this time, but we are hoping in the future with the possibility of putting up videos. We are hoping as we step into a new year to improve our website. We're hoping to do some new things with that and put up some new material. We've had a sister in California that has been transcribing a number of our sermons, but she has not only been transcribing the sermons, she has been putting them into booklet forms, doing a fantastic job. I have not put, now we have about three transcripts that are on our website, and a transcript is simply a word-for-word booklet that's put together of our sermons, and she has done a fantastic job of this, and the booklets really look nice. We have not had the opportunity to put them on the website yet, but we're hoping to do that. We have some new articles that have not went up yet on the website. We have wrote an article on yoga, Gnosticism, traditions, that is good and bad traditions, pure religion, and we're writing an article right now on the royal law of James chapter 2 and in verse 8. We're hoping in the future, my missionary in Korea is going to be having sermons, articles translated into Korea, and so we're hoping to do that. We also have Psalms singing, one CD on our website, and there is a CD that is available on that if anybody wanted it. So we do have some new things we're hoping to do as we get into a new year. And we've had different ones make suggestions and ask us about would we do this or that. And trust me, we have listened to everything that everyone has said. It's just the having the time to do it or the wisdom to be able to do it, or either the finances to do those particular projects. So again, we do appreciate your input. And we've had one brother that has put together all of our articles, and he's been able to put this into a program where that they can be easily accessed. And we're just thankful for each and every one of you that listen to us, that make comments, ask questions, give us inputs, things of that nature. And again, we appreciate that very much. We've had a few people over the last few years that have helped us a little bit financially. We have never asked for money. We do not plan to ever start doing that. We are in the ministry of preaching the Word of God, and the audio, the printed material is absolutely free. We have always made it that way, and we're going to keep it that way. But I have to say thank you to the few that have helped us financially. We have used that for the glory of God, for the preaching of the gospel, for paying the website, and things of that nature. So we want to thank you very much for everything that you have done. Keep in mind that you know, we have our personal website, and also we are on Sermon Audio. Our personal website is biblicaltruth.info. That is biblicaltruth.info, I-N-F-O. And that website and Sermon Audio is linked together. You can go from one or to the other. But on our personal website, we not only have the sermons, as we do on Sermon Audio, but we have over 200 articles. And as I said a moment ago, we're planning to add more transcripts, booklets, more articles. We've got several things that we want to be adding to that in the near future, the Lord will. And so just keep that in mind on Sermon Audio and our website. Again, we have right now over 1,500 sermons and over 200 articles, again, some transcripts, and then the psalm singing. We actually have some articles in a few other languages. We have at least 25 articles, I believe, in Spanish. And so I'm just taking this time today, the last day of this year, before we step into a new year. And I just want to say again, thank you, each and every one of you who listen to us. And we thank you for praying for us. We truly need your prayers. And the Apostle Paul, as he writes not only to the Roman church, the church at Rome, but the church at Ephesus, at Philippi, Colossae, one of the things he did was that he thanked the people, the saints of God. He thanked them for their faith. He thanked them for their testimony. And he thanked them for their witness and for their labor of love. Let me read these verses again before we come to a close. Verse 8, 9, and 10. He says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer." Verse 11, or verse 10, "Making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established." The Apostle Paul had not seen most of the saints at Rome. He did arrive at Rome. This is where that he was imprisoned later. and was martyred. But he desired to see these people. He desired to see the saints of God in Rome and the other churches that he wrote to. And he praised them. He thanked them for praying for him. And he prayed for them as well. He spoke of their witness and their service in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he longed to see them. He desired to see them. And so I want to leave with you today is that I want to thank you again for listening to us. It's a humbling experience to think of others and other places that are willing to take the time to listen to our sermons. I want to thank you for praying for us, praying for myself and my wife and the church that we pastor here in Codin, Alabama, and here on the Gulf Coast. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you again for your emails, your letters, the post that you've put up on sermon audio that others can read. I want to thank you for your questions, your input as far as our ministry is concerned. You have been a blessing. We pray for you. We are very grateful to you. We hope one day that we can meet many of you. You have sent some very encouraging words to us. The ministry is not easy most of the time. There is plenty of opposition as you try to preach the unadulterated Word of God without compromise. And there's much opposition. And many of you have sent some of the kindest emails and letters, and you have encouraged us to continue preaching the Word of God. And we thank you for that. Again, we are very grateful, and we're very grateful to the few of you also that have helped us financially. It has been a blessing to us. Again, God bless you, and we pray that we'll have a good year in the Lord, that we will be able to preach the gospel in many places through this wonderful ministry, Sermon Audio, that God has given to us and allowed us to be a part of. Until next year, may God richly bless you.